Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me this morning. First, I want to make sure you're all aware that our company will begin using a new time reporting software program next month. This software is an improvement over the one we've been using because it will allow you to more accurately indicate the time you spend on specific projects each day. I invited Michaela from the payroll department here to give a demonstration. She'll explain how to report your time using this new system. Welcome, Michaela.
Number 71. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 72. What improvement does the speaker mention? Number 73. What will Michaela do next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone, to our annual corporate retreat. We've planned a number of team-building activities to give you a chance to get to know your colleagues better. For this reason, we request that you turn off your mobile devices for the next 48 hours. Before we begin our first activity, we'd like you all to be familiar with the area and everything that is available here. Hassan, the hotel manager, has agreed to show you around the grounds.
Number 74. What type of event are the listeners participating in? Number 75. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 76. What will the listeners most likely do next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention Bly Street Fitness Center members. We apologize for interrupting your workout, but we thought you might like to know that our indoor pool complex is now complete. This means that you, as a fitness center member, can enjoy all the benefits of our new Olympic-size pool, including enough lanes to accommodate a large number of swimmers. The pool hours will be slightly different than the rest of the centers, so please check our website for details about that.
Number 77. Where is the announcement being made? Number 78. What does the speaker emphasize about the new pool? Number 79. What are the listeners advised to check on a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hey, Vladimir. It's Ava. I just met with Martin from New Product Development. He really likes the work we've done on the new video game. He's asked us to present the game at the trade show in San Francisco next weekend. Let me know if you're able to go. I can get train tickets. Also, Martin didn't think there was much for us to prepare in advance, but I don't know about that. I'm free tomorrow afternoon. Let me know.
Number 80. What product does the speaker mention? Number 81. What does the speaker offer to do? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
I'm free tomorrow afternoon?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next on the agenda, congratulations are in order for Lisa Sullivan. She recently won the Junior Architect of the Year Award for her designs for the Novus Building downtown. Congratulations. And lastly, Satoshi, the office manager, is organizing our annual picnic. Please reply to his electronic invitation whether you plan to attend or not. And remember, there's a change this year. Friends and family members can now attend this picnic. We look forward to having a big crowd.
Number 83. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 84. Why does the speaker congratulate Lisa Sullivan? Number 85. According to the speaker, what has changed about the picnic? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Hello, listeners of WJHA radio station. Are you looking for a new full or part-time job? If so, consider working at Siskin Fashions, a leading clothing manufacturing company. We've just opened a second factory here in Grove City, so now we have quite a few open positions. We have to hire 7 machine operators and site managers by the end of the month. Interviews are being conducted now. For more details, go to www.siskinfashions.com. You'll be glad you did.
Number 86. What type of company is being advertised? Number 87. According to the speaker, what has the company recently done? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"Interviews are being conducted now"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
And in business news today, online media giant ViOne Media announced its new director of product development, Bernard Moreau. This is part of the company's initiative to expand its online video streaming service, ViWatch. In the press release, Moreau said that he plans to implement a feature that will allow users around the world to communicate with each other while watching videos, creating a shared viewing experience. For example, an online viewer in Japan will be able to write messages to one in England while watching the same movie. This feature will be released in next month's scheduled update.
Number 89. Who is Bernard Moreau? Number 90. What is being added to a service? Number 91. According to the speaker, when will the service be updated? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hello, everyone. I just spoke with management, and they confirmed that there will be a reduction in company spending for the next quarter, so we can't replace all of the equipment that we'd hoped to. That means we need to make some choices. Well, you know, we have had the computers on the first floor for a very long time. But what do you think? Send me an email with your recommendations by the end of the day. I planned to make the final decision this afternoon, but I need to travel to New York for an important meeting. I'll decide tomorrow.
Number 92. According to the speaker, what has management announced? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"We have had the computers on the first floor for a very long time"?
Number 94. What reason does the speaker give for a delay? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and restaurant reviews.
Hi, Linda. It's Joseph. I just got a call from a potential client. They're looking for a new paper supplier and might be interested in doing business with us. I invited their two managers out to dinner tomorrow to discuss the possibility of using us as their paper supplier. There's a restaurant near the office that has a 4-star rating, so I made us a reservation there. This client would be very important for us, so I think we should go over our sales presentation before the dinner. Can we meet tomorrow morning at 10 to practice?
Number 95. In what type of business does the speaker most likely work? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where will the group have dinner? Number 97. What does the speaker suggest doing tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a talk and chart.
Good morning. I'm Marissa from Yardley Consultants. Our firm consults with local companies to help them increase their business. I'll work here for the next 2 days to help you find ways to expand your business. I did some market research about tourism in this area and compiled the data into this chart. I found out that tourists are interested in visiting places that are already on your tours, like the state park. But look, 14% of the people surveyed mentioned a site that isn't included in any of your tour packages. So now, please spend a few minutes brainstorming with the person next to you about ways your tour offerings could be revised.
Number 98. What is the speaker's profession? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which location is not included in a tour? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do?